Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Radio, Scaling Towards 8 Figures, episode number 26. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Today we're going to talk about team building in episode number 26 and how important it is to build an absolute fantastic team. So, building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on building assets, marketing strategies, leadership systems, processes, mindset, and funding. Now, let's get started. So, first, Merry Christmas to everyone. The next episode we'll have will be after Christmas, so we want to get started with wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. So today we're going to talk about team building, how important it is. It's one of the 8 pillars that I talk about that's necessary to scale towards an 8-figure business. There is no way you can build an 8-figure business without having an absolute phenomenal team. And of course, the team starts with leadership and you, but we're going to get into that next January when we talk a lot about leadership skills. Very important. So being able to build and manage a successful team really, really has a lot to do with the leadership skills of the leader. And there are a lot of different things that you can do if you have a fantastic team. So let's talk a little bit about what is building a leadership or building team building skills. Actually, one of the things that really what it does and what it is having team building is the ability to build a cohesive working unit that is highly functional and valuable. And the reason why is because if you do not have a team, you cannot move towards any of the goals that you've set for your organization. So team building is a process, and a really great leader can take individuals and build them into a team. And it's whether it's a department or a group, but it's actually a working relationship towards a larger goal. So that includes managers, supervisors, and always remember as we move towards, we have about 5 different types of mindsets because we have about 5 different types of employees. So when we look at the traditional and we have the baby boomers, we have Gen X, we have Gen Y, and we also have millennials. What they see, what we see, and what traditionalists see are totally different. So trying to build that together to make a team and to move forward is a challenge, to say the least. One of the great things we talk about is when you have a really great team, it adds value to your organization. And how does it do that? Because it's a lot more productive, has a higher morale, less, you know, bickering back and forth, and it actually translates in higher sales towards your customer and building customer relations. So there are different types of team building, and some of the things that we cover when we talk about team building is what the expectations are, what each person, what you're buying into, you know, it's like the buy-in into the culture, the mission of the overall goal of your organization. So being able to have the teams understand what the buy-in is, what they're actually inputting into the team building. And another great thing about team building is it actually kind of highlights what the skills are individually and then how it just dominates that through a team. So let me give you a couple of examples of team building skills. So you kind of want to do like brainstorming together, being able to come up with a great ideal by doing shared thinking requires a team. Communications requires a team. Decision-making requires a team. And a lot of times, you know, when you're looking at that, having the team actually be able to do problem solving, provide feedback, all of these require really great team building skills. And when I look at some of the tips that are great for doing team building, I like to look at starting with the attitude of the leader and emphasizing what you can do to build great team building the great things is having great communication and nonverbal communication, being able to resolve conflict management. And that's really great because you're able to mediate a problem between your team. Having great conflict management skills allows that to happen. Another really benefit, a great benefit of team building is listening, being able to listen. And a very important part of communication is listening. So being able to clarify what you're talking about, demonstrating concern, using nonverbal are all a part of team building skills that are necessary. I like to also do a group where we go somewhere with my team, and I've had a lot of employees, up to 500 at one time, and with the facilities management company that we have had to go in and help build teams, one of the great things is trust. Trust is everything. Feeling like your team feels like they're reliable, they can trust you, they can trust the leadership, and respect. Having respect for the team is important. So one of the benefits that we've been able to derive from that of going out and doing group settings is having it very informal, having it where you go to a resort for the weekend and everyone pair up with someone that they normally don't work with, because I know we always have a tendency to collaborate with people we feel comfortable with. Part of team building is to build trust in areas with someone that we may not work with, but they're in our organization, and get together and come up with an exercise that actually shows what is the ultimate weakness of the team and what the team can do to build those weaknesses. And the weaknesses may come out in not trusting upper management. And through the exercises that we actually go through, it shows in all of these different feelings, emotions, and lack of, and the good parts as well, kind of rise to the surface. And the purpose of that is having a two-day resort where you can have that rise to the surface, and then you can break that down into individual bits and pieces to make the team better. So we actually come up with exercises to do team building, especially for women. And this is just for women to build team building skills, but your team, of course, would comprise of men and women. And so with all the different areas of team building, this is one of my favorite. So if you're interested in any of our team building skills, we're actually going to have a program starting in January. We're going to launch a program starting in January that's going to be specific for that. So please visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com on team building. We're going to have a program that we launch starting January the 6th that goes into team building. Also, we're looking forward to having more of our focus be on team building, because we talk about the eight pillars to build an eight, or to scale your business towards eight figures. Team building, networking, process, systems are the actual items that we talk about, and what our whole mission is by 2020 to get more women have a built an actual business that has gone past the benchmark of $1 million to actually start to scale towards eight figures and beyond. So that's our goal for 2020. So we're really, really going to be aggressive towards this because we know it can happen. But it is something that you have to be intentional about to be able to scale your business towards that. One of the things is understanding team building for women and scaling towards an eight-figure business. So I actually would say from today, anyone listening today that's actually trying to build a team, sit down with who you have right now in your management and come up with exercises, an exercise that will promote team building. And you can do that right in your work area. It could be from the trusting what you hear from someone, laughing, sharing thoughts, ideas, but building the team starts with getting together and not having it where there's a wall between you and your team. And that's one of the most important exercises you can actually do. Finding a way today to build trust if you wanted to do something right now. Trust is one of the biggest pillars of building a team. So I actually hope that today this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me next week for episode number 27 when we're going to go over what is working now in business. That's one of my favorite series, What is Working Now. We do that once a month. Normally we do that on our last episode of the month, which I think is next Thursday, which is December the 28th. So that is the last episode for 2017. In January, we're so excited. We're going to have a guest on about how to write a book, and that's one of the marketing tools you need to scale your business towards eight figures. We're going to have a guest on, and I'll get into more detail with that. It'll be around January the 28th, but I'll get into more detail about who that is and what exciting news he is going to bring towards writing a book within a day. And I'm really excited about bringing him on. Please visit us. We love social media, so please visit us at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach. Join our podcast, Scaling to 8 Figures. We also are launching a new program called Scale to Success, and please visit us for more information on that, and that's www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. So, leave a comment if you'd like to hear more, or visit our website to actually sign up for our weekly tips on growing and scaling your business. And once again, that's www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. So have a fantastic holiday. We're signing off today, and have a successful business week.